You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now, KMUW theater commentator Sanda Moore Coleman looks at the changes one stage production went through to become one of the most loved musicals of all time.
The Sound of Music is the last musical written by the team of Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. 9 months after it premiered on Broadway at the Lunt Fontanne Theater in 1959, Oscar Hammerstein died from stomach cancer. The show was nominated for 9 Tony Awards and received 5, including Best Musical and Best Performance by a Leading Lady for Mary Martin as Maria. The production was originally planned as a stage play, and producers hired the writing team of Howard Lindsay and Russell Krauss, who wrote a number of comedies and musicals produced for Broadway from 1935 to 1962, and won a Pulitzer Prize in 1945 for their play State of the Union. Lindsay and Krauss first imagined that this play, based on the memoir The Story of the Trapp Family Singers by Maria von Trapp, would include some of the songs by the von Trapp family singers as necessary, but they quickly realized that the story was better as a musical. Lindsay and Krauss also departed from the memoir in rather important ways in order to plump the dramatic tension. The family, for example, did not escape the Nazis in Austria by climbing the mountains to Switzerland. They took a train to Italy, and from there traveled to London and then the United States. The Sound of Music is the season opener for Music Theater Wichita, and also the first time in 20 years that MTW has produced the show. You can catch it on stage on June 12th to the 16th at Century 2. For KMUW, this is Sanda Moore Coleman.
Meet me, blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow. Forever, Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my home.